Good people, all attention, pay and listen to my tale of a terrible suffocation in the mines of Irvindale. It was the month of November in 1869. The miners, all they got the call to go working in the mine. The women and the children, their hearts were filled with joy to see the men go to work again, and likewise every boy. But a dreadful sight in early light did quickly turn them pale. They saw the breakers burning round the mines of Irvindale. From here and there and everywhere, they gathered in great crowds, some tearing of their clothing and hair and crying out aloud, "Bring forth my husband and my child, or death will surely steal their lives away without delay in the mines of Irvindale." A consultation then was held to see who would volunteer for to go down that dismal shaft and seek their comrades dear. Two Welshmen bold with Christian hearts, their courage did not fail. When down that shaft 500 feet in the mines of Irvindale, but when they reached the bottom, their course they could not make. One of them died for want of air, the other in great dismay. He gave the signal to hoist him up to tell the terrible tale that all was lost forever in the mines of Irvindale. Great efforts then was taken to give them some fresh air. And when two others did go down, of them they took great care. They rambled through the chambers, and this time did not fail in finding the dead bodies in the mines of Irvindale. 67 were the numbers that in one pile was found. They seemed to be lamenting their sad fate underground. Fathers with their sons clasped in their arms so pale, it was a most heart-rending sight in the mines of Irvindale. Now to conclude and finish the number I will pen down. 110 of boys and men, all smothered underground. They're in their graves for their last days. Their widows can weep and wail. Their orphans' cries can rend the skies for the miners of Irvindale.